Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
The Aluminum Company of North Carolina is proud to sponsor Kane's Corner with Adam Gold.
Now, Horvat, that he shoots and scores. One-timer from the high slot. And with 14.8 seconds left, the New York Islanders have taken a 2-0 lead here in the first period. Now it's kept in again by Aho. Svechnikov to the back end to Aho. And that goes off the post.
Second post of the game.
As you will knock it out in front. Lee shoots, he scores. The captain of the Islanders, showing patience, goes to the backhand, and it's 3-0 New York. Now Jarvis trying to get to it. Pellick with a good stick, but Aho will come up with it. He'll play it around Pellick. Kane's trying to get numbers down low. Shot put on, rebounds there. They score! Teravainen with hard work out in front from Carolina. A power play goal, and the Canes are on the board. Carolina works this one in. Martinuk sent it cross-centered, and that hits the bar.
Fourth.
Jarvis, another chance, can't knock it through as Varlamov was trying to pick up his stick. Now Svechnikov trying to work his way out in front for Aho with the puck. Aho looking it through Gensel and another post. Now Aho with it, tight turn, his shot, that'll go off of Gensel. Now Burns, a step away from Anders Lee. And there's Jarvis, he'll bang this one in. Martinuk going after it. Mike Riley tries to clear, kept in. Canes will get a bounce. Jarvis holding, shoots, he scores! What a bullet, Seth Jarvis! With the empty net at the other side, Svechnikov to it, his shot blocked. Kept in by Carolina. Jarvis with it. Svechnikov's out of there, he scores! Sebastian Aho! And the roof's gone at PNC Arena. And there's still time left here as Martinuk backs it in. He scores! Jordan Martinuk with the steal and the finish! And it's 4-3 Carolina! What a comeback!
This is Kane's Corner with Adam Gold, a production of 99.9 The Fan. Now, here's your host, Adam Gold.
Wow.
Welcome to the Canes Corner Podcast, everyone. Hi, I'm Adam Gold. Nothing to talk about. Just a little hockey game was played out here. Routine 5-3 win for the Hurricanes. And a 2-0 series lead. We'll talk to you Thursday. Well, it's one of those nights at PNC Arena, or even if it's a road game, where you just remember for a long, long, long time. It was an incredible comeback that I wouldn't be embarrassed if you weren't convinced it was ever going to happen. I wouldn't, because I think you're probably in a very large group of people who didn't think it was going to happen. Even though this game should have had a lot more than just the five Hurricanes goals in it, it just didn't. It was easy to think it wasn't going to happen, because one of those nights where I think the Hurricanes hit five posts, Slavin, Gensel, Jarvis, Aho twice, all off the post. The Aho post in the second period early, right before the Islanders made it 3-0. That's a goal. 9 times out of 10, that's a goal. It wasn't tonight. And it was easy to think this was not going to be Carolina's night. But what happened from the 12:33 mark on of the second period, so really in the last 27 and a half minutes of the game, was one of the most one-sided games I have ever seen. I have been here in this building when the Winnipeg Jets came in here and dominated the Hurricanes. This is actually during the playoff run. I'm trying to remember, this is like 7-1 or something like that. Carolina had been playing well. Winnipeg came in and just squashed them. And I had seen the Hurricanes be dominant in this building. But I have never seen anything like I saw over the last 27 and a half minutes. And I think we all should send maybe a thank you card and, I don't know, an edible arrangement to Semyon Varlamov for the penalty he gave Steph Nason The tripping call at 12:33 of the second period with the Islanders up 3-0 and the Hurricanes just really seemingly playing better, but not this. Teuvo Teravainen scored on the power play, and then Carolina went to work. And the last 6 minutes of the second period, 7 minutes of the power play goal came like about a minute and a half in. Gensel getting the puck over to Teravainen for an easier, wide open shot. Teuvo is not going to miss that. There were bodies. It could have hit a leg and gone wide. And nobody would have batted an eyelash considering that, well, it's one of those nights, right? I saw it on Twitter, by the way, and I don't blame you. I'm not knocking anybody who thought that this game wasn't going to end well, because I didn't think it was going to end well either. I thought it was going to be one of those nights. I've seen nights like this at PNC Arena where you dominate, you dominate, you dominate. We remember the game against Nashville last year had like 70 shot attempts. Actually, more than that, they had 66 shots on UC Soros and lost the game. I don't know, it was 5-2 or something. A couple of empty net goals at the end, but we've seen it. We've seen him shoot, take 50 shots on Igor Shesterkin here and Carolina not get anything out of it. But there are shots, and then there is utter men versus boys dominance, and that's what we saw. So, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous how good Carolina was tonight. And still, we had to get all the way until the 58th minute, right before stoppage time, for the Hurricanes to draw even. And a somewhat maligned Sebastian Aho, not only on social, that's fine, have at it, but up here, walking the hallway. Can't tell you how many people are like, where's Carolina's best player? Where's their top line? I'm like, they've been better than you think. They were certainly not the best line for Carolina tonight, but Aho hit two posts. Those shots go in, and all of a sudden, play the same exact way. Those shots go in, and we're going, my gosh, what a performance. So, even sometimes people who really should know better and normally do know better, sometimes we get mesmerized by the scoreboard. We want Aho to score goals, right? We want him to be the star. He is. But he was a very good player tonight. Won 11 of his 20 faceoffs, 55%, which is basically what he is on the year. He had 8 scoring chances, 4 high danger scoring chances, and he got the goal that got Carolina even. Play by Svechnikov, who was great again. Gosh. Telling you, the things that needed to line up, that need to line up for Carolina. Top line's going to do their thing. The stall line is going to do their thing. If Andre and Teuvo Teravainen play well, and I thought Teuvo scored the power play goal that made it 3-1. I don't love Teuvo tonight, but I certainly don't ever hate him. But if Andre and Teuvo play well, going to play a lot of hockey. We've been doing this now, 7.5 minutes. We're brought to you by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. If it's for the exterior of your home, you can find it at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on Hamlin Road in Durham. No place like it. Sammy Hanna's crew do a great job. You should check them out for all of your exterior home improvement needs. Lighting in this little makeshift studio is not fantastic, so I apologize for that. Oh, if I get closer, it's better. And then you get to see more of me. Isn't that great?
Adam Gold in studio with Sammy Hanna, owner and operator of the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Thanks for coming over. You brought a friend with you.
I did, Adam. I brought Jeff Monsignor here with me today. It's great to have Jeff continue to be a part of the Aluminum Company. Obviously, took over the company from his father in 1984, and me and him had a great time growing the company through all those years, and now we're going to continue the legacy of the Aluminum Company with myself, Ryan, all the salesmen that have continued on with the company, Dallas Frewell, Danny Newman, Patrick Day, John Alexander, Jeff Hoffman, and my children are now starting with the company.
Oh my gosh.
So we've got a new generation kicking off with the Aluminum Company to continue on the legacy.
So, Sammy,
get in here, Jeff.
Can I say something?
Please.
I'm going to elbow him out of the way. If you're thinking about exterior home improvements, give the Aluminum Company a call. Sammy has done an unbelievable, fantastic job. It makes me proud that I was able to exit the company and somebody was able to take it over to keep up the high standards that I started. So I'm very proud of Sammy as well.
You guys are amazing. Customer service is the best thing you guys do. 800-672-4348, aluminumcompany.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so there's a lot of things I want to go through tonight. And the first of which is, I saw the impatience in the chat. Y'all realize that we do a post-game show like on the radio before we come here. This is the second post-game show. So, hey, by the way, not everybody's local to Raleigh. I realize we have people all over the place. There's actually somebody who might be just waking up right now in Austria who's headed to the airport to go to Edinburgh. I think it's Edinburgh. That would be in Scotland. They were going to stay up late just to watch the game. So 7:30 start here, 1:30 start in the morning in Austria. So that game didn't end. The game took a little long. We had a lot going on, a lot of goals scored late. Also a lot of penalties to dole out. This game got goofy. Then the post-game show, because there's a lot of people talking. Post-game show took longer than normal. So we got a late start. I apologize. So shouts to you in Australia at least across two time zones in Australia from Adelaide to Perth. Those of you in Finland, those of you in Hawaii, Alaska, Virginia Beach, we're here for you always here on the Canes Corner podcast. We do it live after every Hurricanes game right here on YouTube. Like, subscribe, rate, review, or if you're just going to listen on a terrestrial podcast machiner, Spotify, Apple, Google Play. Apple. Occasionally Spotify. Apple once glitched and I Spotified. I just think I'm more comfortable with Apple, but why waste time? Let's get right to it. All right, here is my big picture takeaway from the game. And this has little to do with the dominance. We're going to get into some individual things here. But it's very, first of all, it was an amazing night, right? The Canes were much better early, had the last 5.5 minutes of the first period, which was like, what just happened? You were good. They weren't great. Certainly weren't great offensively. It was sort of more of an extension of the third period, I thought, of game one in the first period. Carolina had the puck more. The Islanders did zero, but the Carolina also didn't get much out of it. And all of a sudden, it's 2-0 down. Then you give up the power play goal, and it's 3-0. And you're thinking, how did this happen? How did we get here? And you look at the clock and it's like, wait a second, there's like 14 minutes left in the second period. It's a lot of time left. We saw what happened, right? But I think what I want to really, what I'm thinking about right now is, now what do you do with this, right? Something like this that happens, it's such a rush. Jordan Martinook, after the game, was talking about, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep. I get it. It's a rush, man. It's like eating 5 mangoes. You should try it. Mangoes are great. But it's such a rush. You have to fight this being kind of a peak, right? You have to be able to channel this and bury it and move on. And I think it's interesting. Seth Jarvis talked about this in the postgame, about how some of the older guys, I think it was him, who brought up Kuznetsov, basically saying, take a chill. Everybody's got to pump the brakes. You need to win 16 games to win the Stanley Cup, too. So, long way to go. But what do you do with what we saw tonight? What do you do with the dominance? How do you take this and bring it to Elmont, New York at UBS Arena on Thursday and throw it out there on the ice again? How do you do that? And who do you do it in front of? That is something we are going to talk about tonight. But let me get to the the other goalie and the mistake, the fatal mistake that was made. You got a 3-0 lead. You're Semyon Varlamov. You haven't played that well, but you're leading 3-0. No joke. Hurricanes were still probably the better team, even at 3-0. 3-0 down. Doesn't mean that you were getting anything out of it, and obviously it was 3-0 for a reason. Carolina had some opportunities, didn't go. Some opportunities in the first period, didn't go. Sebastian Aho at the post at 2-0. Could have easily been 2-1, should have been 2-1, honestly, considering where he was. Maybe the pass just handcuffed him a little bit from Andre. I'm not blaming the pass. The pass is fine. Should have been turned into a goal by Aho. But he just pulled it a hair square off the post. That's got to be a goal. And we would be sitting here going, that's got to be a goal had Carolina lost this game 3-2, which they easily could have done. But Semyon Varlamov at 12:33 of the second period with a 3-0 lead and the Hurricanes having trouble breaking through, even though they were the better team, certainly at 5-on-5, takes a silly, needless, selfish penalty when he trips Stefan Nason. Teuvo Teravainen converts a power play goal, 3-1, seal broken. And I think what we saw after that power play goal was the Hurricanes crank this sucker up to an 11. And at that point, like, did I think it would last for the rest of the game? No, I didn't. It's hard to do that. But I thought that Carolina was going to try to replicate it. And for, I would say, all but 3 of the remaining however many minutes there were after the Teravainen goal, let's say 26 minutes after the Teravainen goal, 25 minutes, all but 3 of those were basically spent with the Islanders up against the ropes, absorbing shot after shot after shot after shot. We've seen Aho try to rope-a-dope. Ali, right? Ali invented the rope-a-dope, where he's protecting himself and the other team is punching themselves out. Except that the Hurricanes were the other team and the Hurricanes were landing body blows and body blows and body blows and body blows. And eventually, it got to the Islanders. The Jarvis goal midway... It took them all the way midway through the third before Jarvis made it 3-2. The Aho goal with the extra attacker just over 2 minutes remaining. Try to remember, did it say 2:08? I don't remember. Plenty of time. Tons of time. You could have lost the game. That was the first thing that went through my mind was, hey, don't give the goal back now. You just got even. Let's go back to the Jarvis goal with 9.5 minutes to play. Jarvis scores the goal. What happened in the next 30 seconds? The Islanders scored to go 4-2. Wait. Goal waved off. High stick. It was knocked down with it was deflected in with the stick above the bar. Kyle MacLean, who I'm sure you've heard, his dad used to be an assistant coach here, actually was a member of the Junior Hurricanes hockey program. Seen a ton of games here at PNC Arena. And now as a member of the Islanders, he's seen 2 more. Scored in one of them. So the whole thing can turn so fast. So fast. But from the time Teuvo Teravainen scored to the end of the game, apart from a handful of minutes, it was like watching an NHL team play a house league team. It was as one-sided as you will ever, ever, ever see. I'm glad I was here for it. Had I not watched it, I wouldn't believe it if I was being told the numbers. But I'm going to rip off some numbers for you right now because they deserve to be ripped off. So let's just go on. These are just team numbers and we'll break it down a little bit. And these are just straight all numbers, all situations. Everything that happened, power play, 4-on-4, 6-on-5, 6-on-5, whatever. Shot attempts. Carolina 110. The Islanders 28. Excuse me? 110-28. Shots, 39-12. That's easy enough, right? 39-12. Six of those shots, by the way, only six, came at 5-on-5. Six for the Islanders. Scoring chances. This number I can't even believe. 55-17 in favor of Carolina. 55 scoring chances to 17. Should have been more than five goals in this game. High danger scoring chances. These numbers are all courtesy of naturalstattrick.com. 23-9 in favor of the Hurricanes. Those are cartoon numbers. At 5-on-5, shots on goal, 32-6 in favor of Carolina. 32-6. Scoring chances, 5-on-5. 43-10. High danger chances, 15-4. 5-on-5. An utterly dominant, one-sided performance. And keep this in mind. Almost all of the real, concentrated, crazy dominance happened in the last 25 minutes of the game. So think how that must have felt if you were the Islanders. I said this during the post-game show on the radio. In retrospect, and I know we never discuss these things like we do other sports. In basketball, you call a timeout to stop the momentum. Well, you only get one in the NHL. Patrick Waugh should have probably called his timeout after the Aho goal, because his team was shook. And the way the fourth goal unfolded 9 seconds after the Hurricanes made it 3-3. 9 seconds after the extra attacker, Aho, side of the net, easy as pie, tap in off a shot from Andrei Svechnikov. How did he get that open at the side of the goal? We'd lose our minds if that happened against Carolina. And it may at some point happen, and we'll lose our minds when it does. 9 seconds after the goal, Noah Dobson goes behind the puck, goes behind his own net to retrieve a puck that Carolina dumps in. Because, you know, the bump up shift after the goal, Staal, Martinook, Jarvis go out there and they throw the puck at the, you know, just whip it around the boards. And Staal's coming from one side, and Martinook's coming from the other side, and Noah Dobson just didn't want any part of it. And they lose the puck. Again, this is intimidation. It's not even, that's what it is to me. It's intimidation. I mean, good plays. I think Martinook got a stick on it. I think Staal probably scared to live in daylights out of Dobson. And Martinook grabs the puck. And I think Varlamov is expecting him to come out the other side. If you're looking at the goal, right to left, he's expecting the puck to come out the other side, and it doesn't. And Martinook just brings it straight back out and right side of the goal, shoves it into an empty net, and it's 4-3, and the Islanders have no clue what hit him. That's how dominant this whole stretch was. And I think if Patrick Waugh had it to do all over again, He might have called a timeout after 3-3. He called it after 4-3, but at that point, it was over. Even though the Islanders could have easily scored, Islanders had a scoring chance with their six attackers on, but ultimately Carolina got to the puck. And then Jake Guentzel scored into an empty net, and then Brock Nelson slashed him on his way up the ice. Okay, that's the way the last minute was played. Penalty, 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 penalty. All right, just to some individual things. And because I can, here's how the Martinook goal sounded.
And there's still time left here. As Martinook backs it in, he scores! Jordan Martinook with the steal and the finish! Yeah. And it's 4-3, Carolina! What a comeback!
Even Maniscalco might have been shook. I have no idea. All right, some numbers, individual numbers. And my three stars of the game, for what it's worth, three stars of the game were three, Martinook, two, Staal, one, Jarvis. That line wasn't Carolina's only good line. The Aho line was very good too. But that line was bananas. 28-2 shot attempts for and against. 28-4, two shot attempts against for the whole game. This set 5-on-5. They allowed one shot on goal to the other team when they were on the ice. One. By the way, Aho, Gensel, Svechnikov allowed zero shots on goal. And this is where I push back to the Aho didn't play well. No. He didn't score goals well. The rest of his game I thought was pretty good. The Aho line was playing against Horvat and Barzal and Casey Cizikas on the top line. And that line, which is the Islanders' best line, the most dangerous line, got bupkis against Aho, Gensel, and Svechnikov. Nothing. They did not allow a shot on goal to that group. The expected goals for Barzal, Horvat, and Cizikas at 5-on-5 was 0.01. I don't know what else to say. Eventually, Aho got the goal. Got the goal, as is typical Aho. He gets the goal that matters the most. Svechnikov was great on the play, too. Gensel got the assist that got Carolina, you know, on the scoreboard, the pass across to Teuvo Teravainen. We can sit here all day and talk about accolades and talk about how good this guy is or that guy is, but that top line is being asked to do more than just score. It's three guys who are asked to play both ends of the ice. And Aho played both ends of the ice tonight. Again, won 11 of his 20 faceoffs, 55%. And Carolina was the beneficiaries. Hurricanes winning this game is because more the stall line, best line of the night. But also, while it wasn't their best night, I'm not saying that Aho was a superstar tonight, but he wasn't bad. I thought he was good. And we're talking about it completely differently if the two posts he hit are goals. And they both could have been. The one in the second period, more than the first one, but he did hit two posts. Although the second post was more of a goofy deflection off the post, but could have been a goal for the same price. Seth Jarvis, goal, two assists, plus two, eight shot attempts, two hits. Jordan Staal, he had the assist on the Jarvis goal that made it 3-2. He was a plus one, five shot attempts, four hits, won 13 of 17 faceoffs. Jordan Martinook, goal, plus two, five shots, 10 shot attempts, three hits. The line was awesome. Absolutely awesome. So I go back to, what do you do with it? And now what we will see next is what happens on Thursday night on Long Island in Nassau County, my old stomping grounds, people. And I'm going to close on this. I'm going to Pyotr Kochetkov on Thursday. I don't think Rod will, but that's what I would do. And I will tell you why. I thought Frederik Andersen struggled in the first period of game one. I thought he fought the puck a little in game one in the first period. I thought his game turned around on the Palmieri stop, the two-on-one stop in the second period. And then a few minutes later, he stops Matt Barzal dead slot after the Aho turnover. The spectacular save on Noah Dobson early in the period after Dobson hits the post is one of the great saves Freddie will ever make in his life, especially given time, circumstance, all of that in a 1-1 hockey game in game one against a team that's playing better than you. Freddie kept Carolina in it, and they rewarded Freddie with a win. To me, he was the first star. I said it. All respect to all the other stars out there. And Freddie was the second star in the building. I had him as first. Tonight was also not Freddie's best. So the first goal, to me, not his fault at all. The first goal, 4-on-4. Riley ducks in behind the net. Leaves it out in front for Kyle Palmieri. It's probably Jordan Stahl's man, right? I think probably Jordan Stahl's man, but didn't somehow Palmieri got to the front of the net with Stahl nowhere near him. Brent Burns had an opportunity to, because Freddie makes the initial save. Burns has the opportunity to do something with the puck. I think what he should have done was simply, press it up against Anderson's pad long enough for Anderson to realize where it was so he could freeze it. But Burns was trying to, I think he was trying to get it out of the way, and ultimately he helped keep it loose and Palmieri poked it in. Good goal for the Islanders. Good hard work and goal, so we recognize that. But Carolina could have done better in that situation. The Horvat goal. Jacob Slavin got bodied off the puck by Casey Zizekas. Flat out. Slavin was first to the puck. He didn't get it. Happens. Even to Slavin. Zizekas gets to Barzal, to Horvat. But Freddie, that's one you should stop. That one you should stop. The power play goal is not on Freddie, to an extent, because it was point blank Anders Lee. But that's Pesce and Shea out of the behind the net, get beat. Teuvo Teravainen falls down. And then before Pesce could get back, Anders Lee makes one deke. Anderson falls forward, bites on it. And then Lee just stuffs it before Pesce could get there. Speaking of Brett Pesce, first casualty of the playoffs, people. Rob Brind'Amour said, not good. Pesci's lower body. The rumor is groin. Let's hope it's not too serious. Let's hope he won't miss too much time. Somebody asked me who would draw in. I mean, I think it's easy. It's going to be Tony DeAngelo. Veteran guy, can give you some punch in terms of offense. Can maybe even give you another option on the power play if you need it. Although I got no problem with Brady Shea. Tony's so good at walking the line, though. If he's going to play an extended amount, then my guess is we're going to see DeAngelo get a little bit of power play opportunity. But he also has a good compete level, and I trust Tony, and I think the head coach does too. So we'll see what the combinations are, but obviously losing Brett Pesce for any extended period of time is not ideal. That's putting it mildly. So that's the bummer for tonight. Just to get quickly back to Freddie, certainly the Horvat goal and possibly the third goal, I think Freddie probably gets on a better night. So if I'm Rod, I'm going to Kochetkov in game three. You've got a 2-0 cushion. The game four, Kochetkov's playing in one of them. I'm almost positive he's playing in one of them because the second game in New York is Saturday at 2:00 in the afternoon. And I think Rod will almost treat that as a back-to-back. Night game versus the day game 2 days later. Yeah, you get a day to do nothing, but still. I think Rod will treat that as almost a back-to-back. So I think you'll see one game and the other the next. And if I'm Rod, I think I'm going to go to Kochetkov in game three. Last time they were up there, Kochetkov played very well. Hurricanes beat the Islanders 4-1. The Islanders were not playing very well at the time. This team is playing much better now than they were then, but that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go to Kochetkov for game three. And I think having a 2-0 lead gives you the luxury of rolling the dice. I am not concerned about Freddie at all. He was not going to play both games in New York for me. So based on the two games that I'd seen, first half of the first game, okay, not great. This game, okay, not great. I'll let Kochetkov start game three. I know I'm coming back with Freddie in game four. Know it. Unless Kochetkov stands on his head, makes 36 saves and a shutout, in which case you may just let the kid close it out. But I ain't worried about Freddie. And I'm not worried about a lot of things regarding this team based on what we saw tonight. Even had they lost this game, I'd have been okay with it, which would have been funny as hell because the Islanders played their game in game one and lost. And the Hurricanes looked like they were going to play their game for the most part in game two and also lose, and that would have been hockey in a nutshell. But the Hurricanes got rewarded because they got what they deserved. And that was a 5-3 win. Incredible stuff. Gosh, this game was fun. If you were here, you're going to tell stories about this night for a long time, about all the people, forgetting yourself, who said that this game was over. Let's just go on to New York and try to get one up there and bring the series back even 2-2 to Raleigh. I know everybody was talking about it because it's normal. It's not special behavior. It's not out of the ordinary. It was normal for anybody to think the Hurricanes were going to lose tonight based on what the score was with less than half the game to go. But this is a pretty stout group.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000, and they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
We're brought to you by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. If it's for the exterior of your home, you can find it at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina on Hamlin Road in Durham. No place like it. Sammy and his crew, they do an amazing job, and I hope you will contact them for all of your exterior home improvement needs.
Swept behind the Islanders' net. Canes with the empty net at the other side. Svechnikov to it. His shot blocked. Kept in by Carolina. Jarvis with it. Svechnikov to the net. They score! Sebastian Aho! And the roof's gone at PNC Arena.
See everybody Thursday night on the Canes Corner podcast. Rate us, review us, subscribe, like, and we'll see you Thursday. Good night.
You've been listening to the Canes Corner Podcast with Adam Gold.
Hey, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
The Canes Corner Podcast is a part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at WakeMed.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.